This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We got nut rolls. We got Christmas cookies. We got seven fishes. Don't kid yourself. Pittsburgh is the greatest. Today is the day before Christmas Eve. The Strip District will be, everything will be jammed. Everyone's rushing to get their everything done. And you know what I care about today? Oh, ho, 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 baby. The baked goods. I can't help it. All right. By the way, next segment, John Pro talking about seven fishes. I got Mark Sorreo, 8635, Oakmont Bakery. All right. 8 o'clock hour, we're talking the Slovak traditions. 9 o'clock, my man, Father Nick Vaskoff, the pastor at St. Stanislaus in the Strip. My man, he's cooked for me before. He's going to come on and talk about everything. But for now, I got the Christmas cookie, the cookie queen, really, Jackie Koritsky from Kennedy Township. Jackie, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. Did I say Jackie? I'm sorry about that. Darlene, I'm sorry. Did I say Jackie?
Okay.
I have so many names in front of me. I'm sorry, Darlene. Oh, man. Darlene, I'm so sorry. I have so many names. Sorry. Hey. So wait, I know it's early. I appreciate it, but you're on your way to work, so this is perfect timing for you. So when I thought about who could talk about baking and cookies, Darlene, I got to tell you something. It was you, because I went to, well, your son's married to my niece, and the cookie table at that wedding was unbelievable. And I know you you meet with people and teach people how to make Christmas cookies. Do you have more to do, or is everything done?
No, I do have a little bit more to do, but what I have is what we're going to have.
Yeah.
I've been so busy this year.
Tell me how the joy of baking Christmas cookies.
Oh, I love it. I grew up with my grandmother, my father's mother that lived with us, and she just baked constantly. I mean, she baked everything from cookies to cakes to pies to breads to rolls. And I grew up like that. And during the Christmas season, we'd come home from school, and my grandmother was always baking. I can remember my father setting up a table in the corner of the dining room, and she would just have stacks and stacks of Tupperware containers filled with cookies. And boy, did we enjoy it.
Oh, that
I kind of picked up from my grandma and my mom.
And Darlene, your ethnicity is Italian-American and Ukrainian-American. What a perfect combination for Christmas.
Yes, I have a little bit of Irish in there on my mom's side of the family.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. But, Darlene, what is the most challenging, do you make nut rolls?
Yes. Actually, I made 10 nut rolls on Saturday and 2 apricot.
Oh.
I had to make apricot for my son, Jonathan.
Oh, I want some of that nut roll. Do you understand me? Now, Darlene.
Yeah, I do. I'll send.
Okay, Darlene, How difficult is it to make a really good nut roll?
Oh, not difficult at all. My mom taught me it how many years ago. And so I've been making them since then. She has a really easy dough recipe, and I love to stuff my nuts in my nuts rolls. Actually, sometimes they ooze out because I just stuff them so much. So, actually, I gave my sister one. I said, make sure you taste it and make sure it's okay. She said it was delicious.
So do you lay the dough on the counter and then you put the mixture in? What do you do?
Yeah. I mean, I just mix my dough in my KitchenAid with my dough hook, and I roll it out, and I make my nut filling with honey and some sugar and vanilla and put a little bit of milk in there, make it nice and creamy, and I just spread it in, roll it up.
Oh, that's
great. Put them in my nut roll pans. Let them rise for a while and put them in the oven.
How many different Christmas cookies do you bake?
This year, I probably didn't do as many as I normally do. I would say maybe like 15 to 20 different kinds.
Wow. What's the most difficult Christmas cookie to make? Or are they all about the same?
No, I think the Lady Lucks are.
Why is that?
You know, my mom taught me that a couple years ago because she never bought her dough. She always made her homemade pastry dough. So that's what takes a while.
What is
rolling that? Rolling it out, buttering it, folding it, put it back in the refrigerator, taking it out, rolling it out, putting the butter on.
Darlene Kuritsky, Kennedy Township. What? You know, so no matter what it is on your Christmas cookies, not everything is homemade related to it. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, everything is homemade.
Tell me how would you make, if someone was listening, how would you make homemade dough from scratch to begin the Christmas cookie process?
Well, it just depends on what type of cookie it is. If it's like a nut horn or an apricot horn, you're making like a dough that you have to roll out. But if you're making like other cookies like, you know, like chocolate chip or oatmeal, mm-hmm. raisin, it's different. You know, it's really kind of different.
But the base...
And even pizzelles, you're making it. Some people make a dough that they roll into balls and put in their pizzelle iron. Mine's more a little bit, I'd say like wet, like sticky that I put on.
But people...
My pizzelle iron.
Yeah, and people don't realize the sort of the foundational dough is what? Water and flour and what?
No, it's more like butter, sugar, flour,
mm-hmm.
you know, baking soda or baking powder, and then your flavorings, vanilla, you know, whatever, vanilla flavoring, anise, lemon, your different flavorings.
And if the average person who comes to your house on Christmas Eve or whatever, what is the Christmas cookie that they say to you that they love the most?
I don't know. I think my anise pizzelles.
Really?
I do. I really do. Or thumbprints. Thumbprints. They like thumbprints.
Oh, thumbprints.
Butterballs. I call them butterballs. I grew up calling them butterballs, but they're like the Russian tea cake cookies.
Yeah. Do you make Buckeyes?
Italian wedding cookies. Yes, I made Buckeyes the other day. I had to make some Buckeyes.
Oh, those are my absolute favorite. The Buckeyes. I love the Buckeyes. Do people love your Buckeyes? I bet they do.
Yes. Or Oreo balls. You can make Oreo balls with crushed Oreos and cream cheese.
I never heard of that. Wait a minute. Wait, Oreo balls?
Yeah, and then you dip them in some white chocolate.
Oh, my. Oh, Darlene.
Oreo balls.
Oh, Darlene, I'll tell you what. All right, make sure your son John has a little package for me. Don't worry. I'm just kidding. But, oh, my. enjoy the holidays. Merry Christmas to you. I appreciate this. I really do. Darlene Kuritsky, who's the cookie queen. I'm telling you, at that wedding, that cookie table, I think you made 98% of the cookies. I'm almost certain. Merry Christmas, Darlene. I hope to see you soon. Go ahead.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. All right. Darlene Kuritsky from Kennedy Township. Up next, I got my friend Jonna Pro. She's getting ready. Oh, man, she's going to have a house full of people tonight. All right, it's 6:15. I love the fact that everyone's running around. Everyone's getting ready tonight, closing all the loopholes and to make sure that the deadlines are met for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with cookies and food and the whole thing. Believe me. All right, we're going to go live now to my buddy, John, a pro, big shot journalist who works for the governor, everything. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas. It's so good to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Likewise. So what's going to happen? Is it tonight with all your relatives pitch in?
It is tonight. We will be gathered in Fallowfield Township, Washington County, at the beautiful home of my cousin Richard and his wife, Deli Pyrex. We will be making pizzolas, not to be confused with pizzelles. Pizzolas, some people call them zeppoli, some people call them pizza frites. It's a fried ball of dough stuffed with bacala. And they are delicious, and we make them
fried. Wait a minute, stuffed with bacala as in the fish?
As in the fish, yes, as in the fish. So Richard has been busy making the dough, 25, 30 pounds of dough. He'll purchase 5-6 pounds of bacala, and he will have that all set up in his garage with big frying pans, and all of our family and friends show up, and we will make dozens and dozens and dozens of pizzola. And we've been doing this, Michael. The best I can guesstimate, my grandmother and my grandfather, Palma.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And Bill Pro settled in North Charleroi in 1925. They had six kids. My Aunt Joanne is 92. She is still alive.
God love her.
And she doesn't remember a time when we didn't do this for Christmas. And so, you know, now we have four generations involved in this project.
So is tonight like an assembly line?
Tonight is like an assembly line. Some of us may just sit and supervise. We've moved off
Wait. Hey, you know what? Jonna, you and I both know. Let the young people do it. Let me sit down.
Well, you know, and truly, that is the fun of it. I mean, my cousin, my aunt's husband, Richard Pyrex, when my grandmother, he would always help my grandmother, and then she passed away, and then he would help. He would make them, and then he passed away, so his son, Richard, and his other son, Billy, sort of took over. But now Richard's son, Ricky, is there. Ricky's kids, Dominic and Lena, are there. So it's lovely that not only we are still able to do this and gather with our family and friends who remember when my grandmother made them, but you know, we've passed this tradition on to the young ones.
All right, John, I've known you for 100 years. We've done stories together. I've known you forever. Listen, let me see how smart you are. Can you spell pizzola?
Well, it's funny. We've debated this over the years. Now, I always spell it pizzola, P-I-Z-Z-A-L-A. I believe that is a dialect term from Ferentino, which is about 90 kilometers south of Rome, which is where my grandparents came from.
Yeah.
Some people call these zeppoli. Zeppoli is fried dough, right? Okay. So some people call them Zeppoli. Some people call them pizza frites.
So tomorrow night, Christmas Eve night with the pizzolas, then do you do, are the pizzolas, that's what you have? Or is it added to the seven fishes?
That's one of the seven.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
We were four
Because I figured,
because
you're hardcore Italian, I know you're hardcore. I'm thinking you got to do the seven fishes, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes six, sometimes nine, you know.
Yeah. Jonna, aren't you so happy that in Western Pennsylvania, and I'm going to talk about the Slovak Christmas Eve dinner a little later, but the seven fishes and all these traditions. We heard from, you know, Darlene Koritsky in Kennedy Township, how, you know, and she's half Italian, half Ukrainian. What a combination that is. But Jonna, it warms my heart to think that nobody is taking these traditions away. And what you're doing tonight, like you said, you might sit down and tell the young kids what to do, but that's passing on the traditions.
It is. And I think it's exciting. And, you know, I often think back. You know, I was an adult before I realized that people did other things on Christmas Eve. Because for us, Christmas Eve was the big shebang.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean, the preparation for Christmas was over at, you know, 6 o'clock. It was time for La Vigilia, you know, the feast for Christmas, for the vigil, waiting the arrival of Christ, and sitting around and eating a lot of fish and fried dough.
Yeah, oh, I love it. I love it so much. Oh, man. Oh, all right. Hey, Jonna, Merry Christmas. Tell everyone in Charleroi and all over the place in Washington, PA and County, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks so much for the time.
Merry Christmas to you, Michael. It's always nice to chat with you. Have a great holiday.
You too. You too. Jonna Pro. Oh, man. The pizzolas are gonna be rocking and rolling tonight in that household. Wow, are they ever? Jonna Pro, thanks so much. Today is the day before Christmas Eve. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio KDK. You're listening to the Big K Morning Show. The day before Christmas Eve. Hey, hey, hey! Farkleberry cookies, thumbprints. Buttercreams, gingerbread men. You know, if people like me rushing around, I don't have time to bake. A lot of people don't have time to bake. Or you know where they're going to go? My favorite place in the world, the Oakmont Bakery. Mark Sorreo, good morning. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you, Michael.
It's great to have you. Okay, so I don't know. I got to get this out front. I know Easter is crazy for you guys. Every day is crazy over at your place at Oakmont Bakery, but I would think the days leading up to Christmas Eve are really crazy.
Yeah, so the day before Easter is our busiest day of the year, but December is by far it's a double month. So because of the week or 10 days before Christmas, every day is a really big day.
Are you open Christmas Eve? People need to know that.
Yep. Yeah, so we our official hours are, we're open from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., but we open at 5:30 on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So like this morning, we had 40 people waiting outside when we opened at 5:30.
You had 40,
down 40, on that.
You had 40 yep. people waiting people for the
waiting
door to open,
in the rain. Yep.
To open at 5:30 yep. in the morning? Wow.
Yeah. And it becomes a regular tradition for these people. They're so happy. They're out there in the cold, raining, standing in yeah. line on our sidewalk. And so we always open early just as a kind gesture.
Mark, what are the trends people are buying at Oakmont Bakery for? You know, Christmas Eve is a big day. Christmas, you know, and of course, Christmas Day. What are the trends? Do people order cakes? Do they order? What are they doing?
So Christmas is everything. It's the 23rd and the 24th. It's still cookie trays are the biggest thing. Like we had 22 people here last night until 11 p.m. They started at 6 in the morning making cookie trays. We sold about 2,000 cookie trays yesterday, and today we're set up to sell 2,000 and tomorrow. And So it's funny, we see on Facebook people write they don't make anything at the Oakmont Bakery. Everything's brought in, and we had 120 bakers out yesterday making cookies. We made about 30,000 dozen cookies yesterday.
You had 120 bakers in the kitchen yesterday. That is unbelievable.
All day, yeah. I mean, from morning till night, yeah.
2,000 cookie trays. Listen, you have the Farkleberry cookies this year. Is that new this year?
No. We've had them. I can't remember which bakery was making them, like in the late 80s.
Yeah.
In about early 90s, we started making them. We made our own version of them. And as far as I know, we're the only bakery that makes them in Pittsburgh now.
And
so it's kind of it's a soft orange flavored cookie, like just a hint of orange. And it has cranberries and white chocolate chips in them. And then they're dusted with powdered sugar. They're excellent.
Oh, man. I had one the other day when on Friday over here, when you guys dropped stuff off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you're Italian American too, right? If I remember. Yeah, I know you are. So is tomorrow night a Seven Fishes night for you, or what's your own family tradition stuff?
You know, Seven Fishes was growing up. That was, you know, my mother, my grandmother, all of our aunts, they got together and did the Seven Fishes. Because of the bakery and everybody worked so hard, we kind of ended doing Christmas Eve about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so like in my house, we do some of the Seven Fishes, but not all of them. And, but yeah, Christmas Eve, we all go to church and then we just all go home.
Because, you know, I got to tell you because Christmas Eve tomorrow, you'll be open till, you said 3 o'clock tomorrow, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mark, I Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you must be just so happy given the rush and the demand at Oakmont Bakery for Christmas stuff. You must be so happy just to sit and relax at home for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, all my grandkids come over and my children. So one thing me and my son always say is we bounce back well. So I guess our bodies are used to it.
Yeah.
But my son and I and my two grandsons will be here at the bakery on Christmas morning for a few hours setting up for the next day. And that's kind of like a fun time. I used to do that with my son. We bounce back pretty well. Everybody's all happy and content. And, you know, we have about, our normal staff is 220,
yeah.
And we have about 60 extra college and high school kids that work for the holidays. And so it's quite a undertaking to pull this all off, but it's actually very rewarding.
Our
customers seem happy and content.
I would think people have there's a rush on for New Year's Eve stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, New Year's is really big. We do... I think last year we did 4,500 pretzels.
Wow.
On the 30th and 31st.
Because the pretzel, that's the good luck pretzel for New Year's, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'll see you over there between now and New Year's. And guess what? Merry Christmas to you. I think you guys are wonderful, and I really appreciate you coming on and talking. Because I know I could hear people in the background. You got 120 bakers back there rocking and rolling. So get back to work. You know what I mean? Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Michael. Merry Christmas. Look forward to seeing you.
You better believe it. Thanks so much. All right, Mark Soraya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.